Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is hot. We just had to make a command decision here at the Palatial Katz Family Estate. Julia just came home from school. Dave and Alfred, bus driver and manager in the back. I mean, I know they called a bus aide or a bus assistant, but Alfred's the guy who's got to control everything back there. Anyway, they just showed up. Julia got off, you know, and said hello to Julia's friend Cooper and all that other good stuff. But, you know, ordinarily we would just have her playing on the back deck for a little bit because she loves being outside. But we were just staying out there. It was just too hot. I hate to say it's just too hot. But we do have, Heidi was letting me know, you know, Heidi is our weather goddess. And she said, yeah, we got another week of that nice fall weather coming up. Now, I don't know if that's like when fall starts or sometime before that. But that apparently is in the offing. Also in the offing, 4:20 this afternoon. A pair of tickets to head on over to the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. But it's all about booze. Well, you know, we got to tie it together, right? It's a special event. It's called Virginia Distilled, presented by Virginia Spirits, an evening full of ways to celebrate Virginia Spirits Month. And they got more than 80 craft distilleries across the Commonwealth. So this is a pair of tickets to the Virginia Distilled Bourbon Sampling Event. Ah! You know my buddy Jerry wants to go. Germ, I don't want you to give preference to anybody, but I'm telling you, if my friend Jerry calls... You gotta help him. He's like the bourbon aficionado in Central Virginia. So it's $120 value for these two tickets, 4:20-ish this afternoon. Give you a chance to win those tickets. Bobby Kennedy still speaking. Well, he'll speak. It's just the question of whether anybody is going to give him a platform. Tucker Carlson did. Bobby Kennedy sat down with Tucker Carlson, and I haven't finished it. I easily runs an hour, right? Is it more? It's probably more than that. I just kind of jumped into it a little bit. And he had something very interesting to say. He always has something very interesting to say. The times he's been on this program, he's had a lot of very interesting things to say. But he said, we're going through a political realignment, and Democrats simply do not trust the people. I got to tell you something. I think that's true. I think that's true. I think there's some old school Democrats, and you know, I don't like getting into all the label stuff, but you have to. There's some real old school Democrats. Guys, I'm going to point to them, our friend, Governor Doug Wilder. I know Governor Doug Wilder trusts the people. Every time that we chat with Governor Wilder on this program or off this program, he'll say, you know, it's the people. People have to make these decisions. You have to trust the people. Now, sometimes people make really bad decisions, like, you know, LeVar Stoney. But it's the people that have to decide. I think Governor Wilder, in many ways, is no longer the mainstream for that party. He just isn't. It is a hardcore socialist party. Which in some cases might be okay, right? If you had a party and it was called the Socialist Party and you said, what do you believe in? They say socialism. Okay, thank you very much. I read the cover of your book. I'm not interested, but okay, I got it. Other countries have exactly that, right? There are other countries where the name of the political party is actually the name of the political position. Some places it gets a little twisted. Canada has the Liberal Party, which at this point has been propped up by the socialists up there, the New Democrat Party, for so long that it itself has become a real socialist party. If you go to Australia, very bizarre, the Liberal Party of Australia is actually the Conservative Party. Because when they talk about liberal, they mean classical liberal, where essentially the government sits on the sideline and says, hey, don't kill him. We're good. Thanks. Have a drink. I mean, that's the way they look at it. It is all about some degree of freedom. But I am going to remind you that these other places don't have our constitutional protections. Right? Our Constitution doesn't give us a single solitary right. It bothers people when I say it, but I got to tell you the truth. Our Constitution simply says, look, God gave you these rights. And we're simply pointing out that we're not going to bug you over these rights. Now, these other countries, it's not God that gives you anything. It's the government that gives you those rights. And anytime the government says, yeah, we're taking it back, well, we're taking it back. I don't want to live like that. I kind of like the way our system is set up. But boy, do I worry about what is going on. When the Bobby Kennedys of the world stand up and say things, and then members of his own family trash him and say he's a traitor, there's some real problems. The Kennedy family itself, if you take a look at the official faces of the Kennedy family, they've simply gone along with the party. They have put the party above the country. How sad is that? Bobby Kennedy has put his country above his party. He is calling out what so many of us have experienced over the years. Ronald Reagan spoke about it decades ago, that he didn't leave that party. The party left him. I'm going to be interested to hear what John Reed has tomorrow morning. I guess he's still traveling, right? He's still down there on the south side, the southwest Virginia, shaking hands and kissing babies. And maybe he's getting ready to really make it official that he's going to run for lieutenant governor. That would be pretty cool. But he did catch up with Dennis Quaid when he was out in Chicago and that Reagan movie was debuting. So that'll be good. I'm going to look forward to that. But Bobby Kennedy is standing up and he is putting his country first. There are not a lot of people that will do that because you don't get money for that, right? You don't get power with that. If you're not in with the in crowd, in fact, you're calling out the in crowd, well, you're going to have some problems. I have tremendous admiration for Bobby Kennedy for what he's done. Doesn't mean I agree with him on everything. In fact, I think he is just flat out wrong in a lot of issues. But I think he's gutsy and I think he's a patriot. You know who else I think is gutsy and a patriot? Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has also now endorsed Donald Trump. Tulsi Gabbard is also a lifetime Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard, very popular elected Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard tried to get the Democrat Party's nomination for president. And Tulsi Gabbard is now putting her country above her party. Gutsy patriots. I think we're in that place. I don't want to say I never thought we'd be here because I never really even thought about it. Isn't that crazy? But I never thought we'd be here. I never, ever thought we'd be here. Yeah. Let me quickly remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I think some pretty good text coming in here that I got to share with you. Jeff, Chuck from Chester says, LeVar Stoney will just be moving on to other things, and unfortunately he's never ever going to have to answer for tearing down the statues unlawfully. And well after he's gone, the city of Richmond will still be trying to recover from him. Losing all those tourist dollars is just the start. Losing the second NASCAR race could possibly be the second effect. It's possible. Yeah. Yep. 804 says, just outrageous that foolish people on Monument Avenue are now complaining there's nothing special on the avenue now. Well, yeah. Well, what can I tell you? LeVar Stoney tore it all down. Is it still at the wastewater treatment site? That's where it was. I mean, he's removed our police statue as well. He removed that. That's being hidden somewhere. Glenwood Burley, you know, is a retired Richmond police officer, one of the finest human beings ever to walk God's green earth. And Glenwood Burley single-handedly has been fighting on behalf of erecting that statue, locating that statue, maintaining that statue. And now he wants to know where the hell it is and when are you putting it back? I know Glenwood would like it to be on the grounds of the state capitol. I don't think that's a bad idea. I guess have to ask who within the state, who within the Commonwealth would say, okay, we're going to take a piece of state land and use it for this Richmond Police Memorial. I don't know. I don't know. There is already a public safety memorial. Like Terry Cole, the Secretary of Public Safety, will be out there doing some stuff. But I guess we'll see. 804 says, Jeff, the Democrats have abandoned the FDR coalition for the Hamas coalition. Yeah. Another 804. Jeff, Hollywood is canceling Larry David's TV wife. Are they canceling Cheryl Hines? I guess it's not unexpected. She's married to Bobby Kennedy, you know? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Perhaps her biggest mistake was that she just told me to go away. Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, between Cheryl Hines and Susanna Hoffs, my loyalties are split. It is 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Hmm, 4:20-ish. I was expecting a drinking song of some sort. Jeremy, I mean, no offense. I'm just slightly disappointed. That's all. No, I'll have a drink later and just sort of hide my disappointment. But I'll tell you what I could do. Disappointed, Germ, that's right. There's got to be an official bourbon drinking song. Well, I'll tell you what. I will check with my friend Jerry, who I'm telling you is the biggest bourbon aficionado in all of Central Virginia. I can guarantee you he's going to this. Virginia Distilled, the bourbon sampling event. I want you to go. Yeah, well, here's the deal. We'll make it super easy. We'll take caller number 11 at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, Slancha. Cheers. L'chaim, whatever. I don't know. Hey, here's to you and drink up. Yeah, you'll get a pair of tickets for a Virginia Distilled bourbon sampling event. By the way, $120 value on those tickets. That is pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me remind you, it is Tuesday, so my buddy Craig Peterson is coming along at 4:33. Craig joins us every week, Tuesday at 4:33, and we talk about tech. And we talk about staying safe online. And Craig was one of the first guys to say, maybe AI has kind of hit its high mark. That's it. It's going to be trending downward. And I know that there were some people who kind of laughed at that. Because, you know, I want Rosie. I want Rosie the robot from the Jetsons, and I want my flying car. We are overdue for my flying car. But Craig said, hey, this may be it, like ChatGPT. I know we had a whole slew of students who were doing papers. You type in a couple of words, it finished the paper for you. I'm sure it went higher than that. I'd be almost willing to bet that certainly at the collegiate level, when I asked Harry about it, he said absolutely not. Now, he's at Stanford. He's graduated now. But I think perhaps the mindset there is, I don't need that. Joe is not at Stanford. I do love Joe, but he's not at Stanford. And at Ithaca, he said, oh, yeah, lots of people using that. So we'll just have to see which way it goes. But Craig also does a great job of keeping us safe online. The data breaches that have come up recently, did you see this? Was it 2.5 billion names and addresses and social security numbers all breached somehow and out on the dark web? And I keep getting these notes from credit card companies as an example, and they're legit. It's not like Bill's House of Credit Cards located in Lagos, Nigeria. It's like the real credit card that is my credit card saying, hey, we know your information is someplace it ought not be. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do when they tell me that. We'll find out. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. It is hot. And guess what? Tomorrow is going to be Wednesday, and it's going to be hotter. Yeah, we're like at 92, 93 right now. And tomorrow may very well hit 100. You factor in all the other stuff, according to our pal Matt DiNardo at 8 News. It's going to feel like it's 105 degrees. So, I mean, just be on guard. Be ready for that stuff tomorrow. All sorts of ugly tech news that's broken, right? The guy who's, what is he, the CEO over at Telegram, he got arrested. We've got Mark Zuckerberg telling Congress, oh, yeah, the Biden-Harris team, they absolutely, totally wanted us to shut down certain people and limit content and all the rest of that. And there's a lot of other stuff we have to go over as well. But when I talked to Craig Peterson, who is absolutely world-renowned, regarded as one of the best guys in this area, internet security and what have you, and we're just so...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fortunate that every Tuesday he joins us. We got to talk about this stuff as well. Craig, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, glad to be, Jeff. Yeah, what a week.
Wow. Now, we got to get off to the serious stuff, but before we go to that, are you back home or are you still traveling?
No, I am back. I was up in Toronto last week and went to a conference up there and visited some family. But yeah, I'm back. Let me tell you, Jeff, there is nothing like the feeling I get when I cross the border back into the States. You know, Canada has this law. In fact, it's a declaration of human rights that includes free speech, as long as it's not harmful speech, right? Which originally people were thinking, well, harmful speech, well, yeah, okay, if I say I'm going to kill someone, that should not be legal, right? And nowadays, you say something that somebody gets a little upset about, you can go to jail or go to camp. That's what happened to my uncle. Well, not really my uncle, but Jordan Peterson, right?
Yeah.
Where they sent him off to camp, reform camp. Mm-hmm. So I was actually cautious when I was in public about what I was saying, because you can't offend anyone, because that's harmful speech and that's illegal.
Oh, my God. I love Montreal, as you know. I love my smoked meat sandwiches, plou gras. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But no, I'm not going to live in a place where I have to be afraid to say anything. And I hate to tell you this, Craig, but we got some folks here in the States that want to do exactly the same thing. You know that.
It's crazy. You know, most countries, unfortunately, are like Canada or worse. So Great Britain has come out and said, hey, listen, you say anything bad anywhere in the world, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the arrest you were just talking about of the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, he's a French citizen.
Okay.
And Telegram, for people who don't know, is a messaging app. It's more popular abroad than it is here in the States. It's used extensively by Russians to find out what's really happening on the front lines in Ukraine. It's been invaluable. In fact, Russia military itself uses Telegram in order to give its orders to the troops out in the field. So it's very, very popular. And it bills itself as private, Jeff. Private.
Okay.
So let's dig into this just slightly here. So here he is arriving in France on a private jet with his bodyguard and some woman or another, and he's immediately arrested by French authorities because they're accusing him of all kinds of crimes, right? Money laundering, child pornography, sexual abuse, drug trafficking. It goes on and on and on. So when you dig in behind it, here's the truth. Telegram may say it's private, but it's not encrypted. So it doesn't keep your messages secret unless you go to a hidden menu and you have to click about four times, and then you can turn on encryption from that one conversation. You have to do it with every conversation that's out there that you want to be in on. So the gold standard is what's called end-to-end encryption.
Right.
And what that means is you send a message here on your device, and it's received on the other device. And if someone in the middle it intercepts it for whatever reason, it's useless to them.
Right.
So in Telegram, unless you turn that on for every conversation, all of your messages are going through Telegram and then are stored apparently inside Telegram. So here's the reality of what happened. Mr. Durov refused to cooperate with the French authorities because France knows he has copies of these messages from these illegal discussions that took place on Telegram. He refused to hand them over. So let's think about this for a second. Let's say there's some sort of a child sex abuse type stuff. Now, I hate to even think about this, but if that's exchanged and it's not encrypted, it is on his servers. So now his company is in possession of illegal material.
Oh my gosh.
A mess.
Wow.
Now, yeah.
But how would that work? Let's say he were an American citizen in the United States. We have this whole, the Section 230 stuff where all the tech people say, hey, you know, we're just like, we're a box over here. You put anything you want in the box. We don't know what you're putting in it, so we can't be held accountable.
Yeah, which is interesting, too, based on what you just said had been revealed by Zuckerberg, right?
Yes.
Section 230 says...
Yep.
If you're not reviewing everything and censoring things, then you're protected here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, Zuckerberg admitted that he had been. He was doing the beck and call of the Biden-Harris regime.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, are there any, I would say, legal actions? But let's face it, he was doing it on behalf of the Biden-Harris people, so their DOJ is not going to go after him. What is there to do except say, my God, he's an awful person, and I should probably shut down Facebook, but, you know, I got all the pictures of the puppies and the kids, and I don't want to lose them. You know what I'm saying, Greg?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because when we're talking about encryption... And we're talking about Telegram. We know now that by default, it is not encrypted.
Right.
So a lot of people overseas particularly use WhatsApp.
Yep.
And WhatsApp is, again, it's a group messaging thing, and it's really kind of handy.
Yes.
And it is meeting that gold standard of end-to-end encryption. However, it is owned by the Zuck. Oh. It is part of the metaverse. Meta, yeah, so I don't trust it, okay?
Wow.
If you have an Apple device, unlike some people, your Apple devices, when you're using iMessage, end-to-end, it is the gold standard. You don't have to do anything. It's always, well, it's been that way for years. Let me put it that way, okay?
Right.
So your messages are encrypted. Signal is another app you can use where, again, it's end-to-end encrypted. It is safe.
Okay.
Now, you're looking at this and we're talking about it, and people might be thinking, oh, well, I'm not worried about that because I'm not doing anything illegal, right? That's the standard line.
Yeah, right.
And that's true. You aren't. But that stuff, those messages from Telegram, those messages anywhere, like on Facebook, are really attracting the hosers like nobody's business. They want to suck up all of your information.
Yep.
Why did Willie Sutton rob banks?
Because
that's where the money was.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought it had something to do with public transportation. It was the only thing you could get to. But no, you're right. It was because the money was there. Of course, that's what it was. Yes, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where are we going to head with this in terms of, like, WhatsApp? You remind me of that every time, and then it's I forget, and I go back on WhatsApp, and then I look at my WhatsApp messages, and it's like I send a WhatsApp message to my youngest son, who's 10 feet away. Hey, are you ordering something for dinner, right? There's nothing there like, oh, by the way, we need to be like Willie Sutton. We need to rob a bank. We need to blow up a building, and we need to hurt people. Just text me back with the instructions, right? There's nothing there like that. It's all pretty banal. Let's pick up light cream on the way home for the coffee. What is my exposure there? Why am I in danger if, God forbid, some awful human being gets a hold of that? Is it just the stuff they get on the end?
Well, one of the new marketplaces that's come up in the last few years for the bad guys is information about people and businesses.
Social engineering?
For instance, if you're saying, hey, we're going to the Bahamas. Oh, this is great. Where are we going to go? Okay, we'll be there from August 27th through September 30th because it's way cooler than where we are.
Right.
And so now that information is out there. So there is a market now where, again, these hosers are sucking up as much data as they can about people and about businesses and are selling that to say, even home invaders, this is the time to go after them. One of the biggest crimes that I remember when I was doing this stuff with the FBI and the training for InfraGuard that came up was a company whose CEO had left town. And they knew that, in fact, that he'd gone to the Bahamas with his family.
Okay.
And so an enterprising young woman in Eastern Europe found all of this information out. And she ended up finding out, she linked into him on Facebook, right? Hey, we both went to Harvard. Isn't this great, right?
Yeah.
And so she had a communications channel with the guy. He was gone. She pretended she was his wife, called up the company that provided his email services, crying, and in fact, in the background, was using YouTube videos that you can play the 6 hours of babies crying. Okay, and he's supposed to get this job offer, and I got to get into his email, and blah 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 blah. $45 million sucked out of his business operating account.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
That's what matters, right?
That
you
does.
Say, well, we're planning a vacation. No, if they get their hands on that information, now hopefully they won't, right? Hopefully WhatsApp is what Meta says it is, and Zuckerberg isn't listening in and keeping track of that stuff. But we're way too free with our information, Jeff.
Well, I got to ask you then, and before I do, let me remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us. Craig is just a brilliant, brilliant guy and world-renowned expert on these issues, internet security, and how you and I can stay a little bit safer online. CraigPeterson.com is the website. I would urge you to get signed up for the free newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. You have in this week's newsletter something about this, DNS filtering. And as per usual, I have to be honest with you, I'm thinking, well, I don't even know what that is. But the second part of it I understood, right? Filtering for a safer internet experience. So what does that mean? What do I do? What, number one, what is DNS? And do I need it? And how do I get it?
Well, DNS is the address book for the internet. So if you're trying to go to google.com, for instance, you need an address because everything on the internet has an address. So DNS will take the name and give you back the address. And then your browser actually uses the address to get there. So the bad guys have been fooling around with the DNS system. But this week's article is talking about how you can stop about 95% of ransomware for your home or your small business and how to do it, right? Step by step. And the real trick here is that when the bad guys get bad software on your computer, the first thing they do is call home. And they say, okay, I'm running on this computer. What do you want me to do? So they need to look up home's internet address. So they use DNS. So if you're using a phone book that doesn't have those addresses in it, the bad guys aren't going to be able to call home and you're not going to get ransomware. It's that simple.
Okay. All right. So can you suggest a website or 10 that I should probably look at to protect myself?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you want to check to see if you've had your data stolen, it's haveibeenpwned.com, haveibeenpwned, PWNED.com. And you can look up your email there and see where it might have been leaked.
Okay.
And if you want to do this DNS thing, which I advise everybody to do, for homes, you can just go to OpenDNS. That's the name of it, OpenDNS.com.
Okay.
And I've got full instructions in this week's newsletter.
All right. So OpenDNS.com. And, you know, I'm in this weird situation. Like right now in front of me is the company laptop. I don't put anything on there, right? It's not my laptop. It's business. It's an operation for a couple of hours a day. And, you know, hopefully it's all protected. But, again, it's not mine. So it is what it is. But I go back inside the house, man. I got to protect my laptop. And that I'm worried about. So opendns.com would be the suggested first step.
Exactly. And that's huge. That's like better than 95% of ransomware will be stopped just by doing that.
I love it. All right. Well, Craig, we're over time as always. I thank you so much for joining us as you do each and every week. You just bring tremendous information. CraigPeterson.com, of course, is your website. Right there when they go to the website and everybody gets signed up for your free newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. I will look forward to chatting with you next week, my friend.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir. That is Craig Peterson. If you're not signed up for Craig's newsletter, please, honest to goodness, jump online, take 2 minutes, and go to CraigPeterson.com. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I love this song. I don't think Casey and the Sunshine Band are going to cover it, but they could. No, they could. That could be one of the songs they could cover. Casey and the Sunshine Band coming to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. That's at Servbro Pavilion. Yeah. Okay. At Meadow Event Park in Doswell. They're coming this Saturday. It's going to be great fun. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band is on deck. You're going to hear from him at 5:33. Make sure that you are here for that. It's going to be great fun. My friend John Reed is still on the road. He's still down there on the southwest corner of our beautiful Commonwealth. I'll bet you he's shaking hands and kissing babies. He might be kissing hands and shaking babies. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm getting the sense. Maybe. He's going to run. This is it. He's officially going to announce that he's running for lieutenant governor. I've told you before. I don't know. I have no inside information. I have only said, and I will reiterate, if he chooses to run, A, he has my full support and endorsement, and B, I will actually make a monetary contribution to his campaign because he's a good dude. I think you do a great job as lieutenant governor. 804 hits us up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line real fast here, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Richmond schools are doing great. Only had two of them burned down in the last couple of years. And guess what? Not all of the students are illiterate. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's something to salute and celebrate, right? It is 456. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.